The Strokes last night on Radio Without Rules.
It's 92.9 The Point.
We're just chatting some records here. Yeah, the LPs, they have such a better sound quality to them and everything, too. It's a great thing. Great gift. Christmas. Speaking of gifts for Christmas, it's that giving time of year, that giving season, and we've got Colorado Gives Day on, second break today. And we've got, of course, Tracy Pope, the Community Foundation.
Hello.
And we have Mary Monroe Brown from Trails 2000.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, yeah. Oh, and Jessie Kay, she brought us homemade gluten-free donuts. So.
Oh, cool.
And enjoy, yes. And we've got some cards and stuff, all kinds of fun stuff, so great.
And a little swag.
And a little shopping bag, so you don't have to hurt the environment.
Oh,
you can use one of those. Yeah. So, Colorado Gives Day, again, is tomorrow as the big day. And like we were chatting last time we were on, it was like $35 million raised last year.
That's right.
And $270,000 going to local nonprofits. So
it's a big day. It's an important day in our state. Largest giving day in the state of Colorado. To watch that ticker go flying tomorrow is pretty exciting. Go to the website, swcogives.org, and you'll be able to see the dollars just chinking across. It's a lot of fun to watch. And we invite everybody to go there and donate to our local nonprofits.
And how long has this been going on, the Colorado Gives Day?
10 years.
10 years, okay.
Yeah, it's the third year that the Community Foundation has acted as the regional champion.
Okay.
So there's the statewide giving that with 2,500 nonprofits across the state at coloradogives.org. And then they have created these regional champions. There's about 10 of us across the state. And our Southwest region covers our 5-county region in our corner of the state. La Plata, San Juan, Archuleta, Dolores, and Montezuma counties. There's 77 local nonprofits there on the site. Since we started, we've seen the nonprofit participation triple and the donations to our area almost double. So we're really hoping to get the word out, make sure people know that this opportunity exists and they can support the nonprofits that support the community that they live in.
Trying to hit that 300,000 mark this time around, and 77 nonprofits, it's like a nonprofit per person. So we need everybody to be given for this.
There's something for everyone.
Yes, there is. And that is
SWCOGives.org.
SWCOGives.org is where you can find all this. Tomorrow's the big day. Now we need to chat some Trails 2000. What does Trails 2000 do for the community?
So Tracy and I were just talking about what a nonprofit organization is, and it fills the role of what government and business don't do. And so Trails 2000 formed about 30 years ago, and the idea is that we work with the city, the county, private landowners, the Forest Service, and the BLM, and we fill the gap, and we plan, build, and maintain the area trails. So there's probably a trail that you've been on this season that you've walked your dog on or gone for a bike ride or a trail run, and our job in the community is to plan, build, maintain those area trails, to educate the trail users, and then to create those connections, literally and figuratively.
How have the trails gotten along after the fire? Are we pretty much back up to okay again?
The trails at the Hermosa area were all usable this season.
Great.
So there were several bridges out. There's a fair bit of trail work that needed to be done, primarily from erosion. And some of those bridges are not yet replaced, but they will be in the next couple of years. But if you got the chance to go up there, it was provided a lot of hope because the fire burned in what was called a mosaic burn. There were areas that burned very hot and those that didn't, and the trails were all accessible this season.
That's awesome. I was just going to say there's so many trails around Durango and just in this area. Maintaining them is a big job.
Mm-hmm. It is a big job. But this is a trails community. You know, the state of Colorado has about $40 billion worth of value and economic impact. And so if you just take that down to our piece of La Plata County, this community relies on outdoor recreation. It's a big part of our economy. It's why people live here, visit here, have their businesses here, and why tourists come here. And the trails are the gateway to outdoor recreation. So whether you're going fly fishing, you're walking on a trail. Or if you're going on a bike ride, you're riding on a trail. And so all that whole trail planning is all about creating a sustainable trail network in order for the whole community to enjoy it.
Absolutely. With how many different outdoor activities we have in our community here, it's one of the things that makes Durango unique.
Right.
And all the counties around us that are very unique and all the things that you can do. So very important stuff. Do you have a personal goal for Trails 2000 this year?
Last year, we're hoping to get to 10,000 through this specific day tomorrow. And that all goes 100% to trail planning, building, and maintenance.
Awesome. All right. Mm-hmm.
So many charities kind of take something off the top. So when you donate to this, is all the proceeds go to you guys?
Absolutely. That's awesome. So there's a 2% processing fee because it's an electronic site.
Okay.
But the donors have the opportunity to cover that fee so that the nonprofits get 100% of it.
That's amazing.
There's also these amazing incentive dollars that have been put up by First Bank and the Community First Foundation out on the Front Range. And those monies can cover those fees so that 100% stays. It all goes back to each individual nonprofit directly, dollar for dollar, and then stays local. So the whole point of this giving day is to give where you live, to support these organizations that take care of whatever is your passion in the area that you live, the community that you love. So it could be pets, it could be the environment, it could be youth, it could be arts and culture, human services, you name it, you're going to find a nonprofit on this site, swcogives.org, and it's safe and secure for online giving. It's the place to go tomorrow and watch that ticker roll.
Yeah, that's exciting, kinda.
Yeah,
I like it.
It is. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of it.
Just watch it all day.
Yeah.
Well, if you have your favorite nonprofit out there and you see that ticker's a little low on it, maybe kick in a little extra for that. So many different causes to choose from to help out here. And like we were talking about in the last break, one of my favorite things is I always thought that Colorado Gives Day was like, you just give and it's the lump sum gets spread out over the communities and all that. But being able to actually pick who exactly you want to donate to just makes it so much better.
Right, right. And you have the option to give monthly, too. So, you know, there's a lot of people asking for things this time of year. And you have your own, you know, present buying and things you want to do this time of year. So if it's much easier to say, I'm just going to give, you know, a dollar a month or $5 a month, that you have that option as well.
Absolutely. And you don't have to just give on December 10th. You can do it, you know, in February or July.
It's a year-round site. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. So great stuff going on right there. Make sure to check it out. SWCOGives.org. Tomorrow is the big day. Let's get all of that money together. Help out Trails 2000. We had the Boys and Girls Club of La Plata County on earlier. We've got Stillwater Music coming on later in the show. We're going to have some more nonprofits on tomorrow. So whatever is your cause and whatever you feel like you want to give to, just give a little bit and check it all out. SWCOGives.org.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Absolutely. And Trails 2000, where else can they find your information? Is there a website?
Yes, trails2000.org, and it has all the giving options available right on the homepage of the website.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate you getting the word out and letting people know what the options are to help our local community, because nonprofits are a big part of the makeup of our economy.
It is. It's what keeps Durango special and what keeps us going. And all those people, of course, that give so much, which is amazing to be in this community that does that.
That's right.
And volunteer.
Yes, absolutely. So thanks so much, and can't wait to have you back on again. We'll chat some trails a little later.
Perfect. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Go Pack.
Yes. Go Pack, go. All right, we've got, of course, Purgatory is now open. Wolf Creek is 100% open, so if you're getting out and skiing, you go ahead and take one of those trails over there, and here's your ski report to let you know how all that's going right now on Radio Without Rules.
It's 92.9 The Point.